Somebody shout, I love that name. Come on, shout it, y'all. We love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain. That happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name. Sing.
We love to
call your name.
Call your name. It's something we cannot explain. That happens
when we
proclaim
your great name.
Your great name.
See, your great name.
Your great
say,
name.
King Jesus.
King Jesus.
No other
no
name.
Other
come on,
name.
I hear you.
King Jesus.
None stronger.
None stronger.
We can call.
We can call on.
Things change.
Things change.
When we call on
when
you.
We call on your name.
Say, things change.
Things change. King Jesus.
No other name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. See, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
So much power.
Power in your name.
See, there is
power.
Healer, peacemaker, waymaker, provider, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. Somebody call the name Jesus. I need you to loose your mouth this morning and begin to pull on the presence of the Lord. Father God, you have supreme room in this place. You have dominion to fall. Call now, Holy Spirit, come on, call the name Jesus. to shake this room with your praise. There's something happening in heaven, y'all. And the Bible says, as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. Whatever is happening, I want to experience it. I want to experience miracles, signs, wonders. Can I testify for a minute? Some of y'all saying, why should I call the name Jesus? Well, I'm about to tell you why. We are a family. So you know my mother passed away in July, and we lost my father-in-law in November. And for 4 years now, my husband and I have been trying to conceive. And about three weeks ago, I cannot remember the time, maybe months, Pastor Parsley came up and he said, we're believing God for children in this room. And if your child is next to you, I want you to lay your hands on your children. And I looked at my husband and I said, well, we have two children, but we've been expecting, we've been trying, and we've been trying and nothing was happening. And he said, if you don't have children or you're believing, put your hand on your belly. And that morning I put my hand on my belly and said, you will conceive again. Look at your name and say what you've been praying for. It may have felt like years, but God is gonna make it feel like seconds when it happened. And guess what? We are 3 months pregnant, y'all. That's because I called on the name of Jesus. I was in a room full of believers. Look at your neighbor and say, you're in a room full of believers. You're in a room full of people that have faith. Tell them you're in the right place at the right time. Woo! Say, you're in the right place at the right time. You're in the right place. Yes, heavy. Do y'all need me to testify again? The doctor told me I would never conceive again, and that I would have problems if I do. But I went to my ultrasound appointment and they said everything is fine. Look at your neighbor and say, what you've been praying for, it's arrived because you called on the name of sheep. Somebody on the call, the name Jesus. Something's happening on your road. Look at your road and say, be careful, because it just might step into glory. You just might step into a miracle. You just might step into your healing. All right, I'm talking to the wrong side. This the side. Woo! Anybody expecting anything?